This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's allies have pledged several billion dollars in non-military aid to rebuild the country's war-ravaged infrastructure, cut corruption, and help pave its road to eventual membership in the European Union.
Recovery is about laying the foundation for Ukraine to thrive as a secure, independent country, fully integrated with Europe, connected to markets around the world.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as diplomats and political leaders at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in London, urged private sector companies to help revive an economy battered by almost a year and a half of war. Over 40 women have been killed in a prison riot in Honduras that officials say was planned by gangs. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Inmates had complained for weeks they were being threatened by gang members at a women's prison in the town of Tamara, 30 miles north of the capital. The gang fulfilled those threats, slaughtering dozens of women, many of them burnt, shot, or stabbed to death. Outside the prison, anxious relatives waited for some news of their loved ones. Honduras's president, Xiomara Castro, said the riot was planned by maras, or street gangs, and that security officials had known about it. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescue workers race to beat a rapidly closing oxygen window Wednesday as they hunt for a missing submersible near the wreck of the Titanic after noises detected by sonar raised hopes the five people on board are still alive. The U.S. Coast Guard said it had not identified whether the source of the sounds was indeed the small sub, whose passengers are estimated to have less than 20 hours of oxygen left. This is VOA News. Turkey's LGBTI plus movement is celebrating Pride this week in Istanbul, but authorities are cracking down on any public displays as newly re-elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses the movement of posing a threat to Turkish society. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Istanbul Pride Week is for Turkey's LGBTI plus movement, the most important event of the year. For members of the community, sexual relations between people of the same sex have been allowed, or at least not criminalized, in Turkey since the establishment of the Secular Republic in 1923. But in recent years, authorities have been cracking down on the week-long celebrations. This year is no different, with the center of Istanbul locked down as the city governor ruled a planned parade by the LGBTI plus members was a terror threat. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
India's prime minister flexes his muscles at the UN, participating in a massive yoga class with American actor Richard Gere for the International Day of Yoga. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Around 1,000 people took part in the yoga class on the UN's lawn with India's 72-year-old prime minister Narendra Modi.
This is not just about doing exercise on a mat. Yoga is a way of life.
Recognizing the benefits, Modi pushed the UN to designate International Yoga Day back in 2014. Meanwhile, the shouts of demonstrators across the street could be heard at times. About 50 critics waved large yellow flags referring to Khalistan, the name of the homeland that Sikh separatists want to create in India. Julie Walker, New York.
Conservative U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has acknowledged taking a private jet to Alaska for a luxury fishing trip in 2008, but defended his failure to disclose the flight provided by a billionaire hedge fund manager whose business interests have come before the court. Alito wrote a commentary published in the Wall Street Journal late on Tuesday defending his conduct hours before news outlet ProPublica published an article raising questions about the justice's failure to report the trip with Paul Singer on mandatory financial disclosure forms or recuse from cases involving Singer's businesses. The court has been embroiled in mounting ethics controversies, in particular revelations about ties between conservative Justice Clarence Thomas and a Texas billionaire. I'm Joe Ramsey.